what if our minds were as vast and unexplored as the ocean depths? Imagine consciousness as an endless sea, with our everyday thoughts merely skimming the surface. What lies beneath? What would it mean to free dive into the depths of our own psyche? The ocean. Vast, mysterious, teeming with life we've barely begun to understand. We've sent people to the moon, robots to Mars, but we've only explored a fraction of our own oceans. And yet, isn't that just like our minds? We navigate the surface of our thoughts with ease, darting here and there like fish in the shallows. But the true depths, those remain largely uncharted. Think about it. Every day, we live our lives, make decisions, feel emotions, all while barely scratching the surface of our consciousness. It's like we're paddling in the kiddie pool of our minds, while an entire ocean of unexplored potential lies just beyond our awareness. What treasures might be hiding in those depths? What ancient shipwrecks of forgotten memories? What strange creatures of suppressed desires? But how would we even begin such an exploration? If we're to free dive into the depths of our psyche, we'd need to prepare, wouldn't we? Just as free divers train their bodies to withstand the crushing pressure of the deep ocean, we'd need to train our minds. Perhaps through meditation, or some form of mental conditioning we haven't even invented yet. Imagine a world where mind diving was as common as going to the gym, where people trained not just their bodies, but their psyches. Oh, I'm off to do my deep mind dive, you might say casually to a friend. I'm working on reaching the subconscious reef today. What would that training look like? Would we learn to slow our thoughts like free divers slow their heartbeats? Would we practice holding our mental breath, staying steady in the face of overwhelming introspection? And then the dive begins. Take a deep breath. Feel the air fill your lungs. Now close your eyes and imagine stepping off the edge of your conscious mind. The familiar shallows of daily concerns fall away beneath you. Work stress, relationship woes, what to have for dinner, all of it fades as you sink deeper. The water darkens. You pass the reefs of recent memories. That argument last week, the joy of a good meal, the frustration of traffic, they loom and fade like colorful coral formations. But you're going deeper still. The pressure builds. Each meter deeper, another layer of your identity seems to peel away. The roles you play, parent, employee, friend, they all start to feel less substantial. Yeah, who are you without these labels? Would you even recognize yourself at those depths? Or would you discover that the self is as fluid as the water around us? As you sink, you might start to notice things. Old memories, long forgotten, drift past like strange deep-sea creatures. There's your 5th birthday party, preserved in perfect detail. There's the face of your first crush, smiling shyly. You'd forgotten that, hadn't you? What else have you forgotten? What other parts of yourself have you left behind in these depths? And then, the silence hits you. Oh, the silence. It's not like any silence you've ever experienced before. It's depthless, profound. A silence so complete, it becomes a presence unto itself. All the mental chatter, the constant background noise of your thoughts, it's all gone. In that silence, what would you hear? The whispers of your true self? Or would you confront a void where you thought your essence should be? It's disorienting, isn't it? without all the usual noise, without all the usual signposts of your identity, who are you really? Are you your thoughts, but the thoughts have gone quiet? Are you your emotions, but in the depth and the dark, even they seem distant? So then, what remains? But here's where it gets really interesting. What happens when we reach our limits? In free diving, pushing too far can be fatal. The pressure can crush you, or the lack of oxygen can cause you to black out. Are there similar risks in the depths of the mind? What happens if we go too deep, too fast? Could we risk madness, pushing our psyche past its breaking point? Or might we touch enlightenment, breaking through to some higher understanding of ourselves and the world? Are madness and enlightenment really so different, or are they two sides of the same coin? History is full of mystics and visionaries whose inner explorations led them to insights that seemed insane to their contemporaries. What if they were just better divers than the rest of us? And what about the bends? In deep sea diving, coming up too fast can lead to decompression sickness, potentially fatal bubbles of gas in the bloodstream. Would we risk a psychological equivalent if we surface too quickly from the depths of our minds? Imagine diving deep into your subconscious, confronting long-buried traumas or revolutionary insights about yourself, and then suddenly having to go to work or make small talk at a party. Oh, would the sudden pressure change fracture our psyche? Would we be able to integrate what we've learned in the depths with our surface life? Perhaps this is why so many spiritual traditions emphasize the importance of guidance and gradual progress in self-exploration. Maybe those meditation retreats and vision quests are like training dives, teaching us how to navigate the depths safely before we attempt to free dive into the abyssal plane of our deepest selves. But let's say we master it. Let's imagine we become adept at diving into our own minds, exploring the depths, and returning safely. What then? How would it change us? How would it change the world? Think about how ocean exploration has transformed our understanding of our planet. We've discovered entire ecosystems thriving in the darkness of the deep sea, creatures that seem alien in their strangeness. We've found hydrothermal vents that challenge our ideas about where life can exist. Each dive brings new wonders, new knowledge. Now imagine that same process of discovery, but turned inward. What ecosystems of thought might we discover, thriving in the darkness of our subconscious? What strange creatures of emotion or imagination might we encounter? What fundamental assumptions about ourselves and our minds might be challenged or overturned? And here's a thought that's both exhilarating and terrifying. What if, in the deepest depths of our minds, we discover we're not alone? What if, like the interconnected waters of the world's oceans, our consciousnesses are somehow linked in ways we can't perceive from the surface? Perhaps the most profound realization would be this. The deeper we go into ourselves, the more we recognize the vastness we share with others. Like the ocean that connects all continents, maybe this sea of consciousness isn't just ours, but a shared expanse we all unknowingly swim in. What if, at the very bottom, your mind and my mind and every mind are part of the same vast, uncharted ocean? It's not a new idea, of course. Mystics and philosophers have been talking about the interconnectedness of all consciousness for millennia. But imagine experiencing it firsthand. Imagine diving so deep into yourself that you break through into a universal consciousness? How would that change your perspective on individuality, on conflict, on the very nature of being human? So, what would it mean to be a master free diver of the mind? To plumb the depths of our psyche at will, bringing back insights like pearls from the deep? And if we all learned this skill, how would it change our world, our relationships, our very understanding of what it means to be human? Would we become more compassionate, recognizing the shared depths beneath our surface differences? Would we become wiser, with access to the accumulated wisdom of our deeper selves? Or would we risk losing ourselves entirely, dissolving our individual identities in the vast ocean of universal mind? Perhaps we're standing on the shore of a new frontier, not out there in the physical world or up there in the stars, but in here, in the uncharted waters of our own minds. Every one of us has an ocean of unexplored consciousness within us, filled with wonders and terrors and revelations we can't even imagine from where we stand now. The question is, are we ready to dive in? Are we prepared to leave the safety of the shallows, to risk the pressures and the darkness and the unknown for the chance to know ourselves, to know reality itself more deeply and truly? Are you ready to take the dive?